Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Nyman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jerry Nyman. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The center fielder, Hank Allen. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brandt Alia. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Moore. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Barry Moore. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Alia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Brandt Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Nyman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nyman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein takes first base on ball four. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Epstein moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a pop-up towards first. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Casanova reaches second base with a double. Epstein scores. McMullen moves to third. It's 2-1, Senators. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McMullen scores. Casanova scores. It's 4-1, Senators. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-1 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to second. Sammy Ellis now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Howard reaches second base with a double. Brinkman scores. Allen goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Senators. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0-1 in the game. Alia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 6, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Senators. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-1 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first, with Ellis covering, for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Knoop hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held pinch hits for Sammy Ellis. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 7, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Woody Held now playing third base. Bob Locker now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 0 for 2 in the game. Alia hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epstein strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Williams reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Casanova for the out. One out. Barry Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brinkman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hansen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Tim Cullen now playing shortstop. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford pinch hits for Bob Locker. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Noop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Noop reaches second base with a double. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Alia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alia is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alia hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud now playing left field. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allen. Held reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Held scores. Two outs. It's 9-2, Senators. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Held fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-1 in the game. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.